comfort or something like that.
Yeah, comforter. Yeah. What was it?
A like? Comforter. That's something we. Comfort ain't thing, but a boat made quilt. Was you buy?
Ma'am, I mean, sir. Yeah. It was the same thing as a boat quilt.
Yeah, it was a quilt. It's just a may call a comfort, but it ain't fixed as good as a quilt to be fixed. Though it just ain't.
Would it be heavy?
Well,
world.
About the same, but then the dying is no kind. And you better not, you know, comfort. You better not wash one. You will fade over everything. Or maybe you, hot night, you haven't, you want to get wet as sweat. Well, it's down everything. Yeah. Comfort is. It just ain't.
Were they pieced like a quilt?
Yes, it's kind of like a quilt. Yeah, pieced like. Not so much be some cloth that's sold. Oh, sold in, you know, like a quilt. It wouldn't be, you know, pieced up like a quilt.
Oh, okay. No. Did you ever sleep on a bed on the floor?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
What was that?
Pallet.
All right. Yeah. now, we're going to talk for a minute about types of land on a farm.
Yeah.
You might say, we expect a big crop from that land because it's the soil is very...
Very rich, yeah.
Or very fertile.
Yeah, fertile.
All right. Yeah. What are some of the types of land? Now, you're talking about, you know, you'll have, for example, you'll have a kind of land that you refer to because it's down low along a creek.
Yeah, that's the bottom land.
Yeah, now that's the kind of what I'm talking about. What other types would you refer to?
Well, you see, that's bottom land or valley, land in the valley or something like that we call it. And it's not no hill, it's not no hill land we call it. We call that bottom land.
Right, now, hill land would be
on the hill, top land, heavy. I mean, hillside land, you might say, on top, you know, not no bottom to it too much.
What about land where water stands all the time?
Well, that's mucky. We call it mucky land, miry, something like that.
Did you ever hear it called swamp?
Patch? Swamp land. Yes.
Swamp land.
Swamp land.
Did you ever hear, would marshy land be the same thing?
Yes, I mean, that's the same thing. But then you could, if you go cultivate that land, it had to be drained some kind of way to get that water drained out of it.
How would you do that?
Well, they got some way to drain land, swamp land, and have ditches, canals cut for it to drain out in, you know. Mm-hmm. So they can use that land now as well as any other land.
Would a swamp have... trees in it? Could it have trees?
Yes, that's right.
It could.
Trees grew in the swamp as well, so it's on the hill. That's right.
What about grassy land, low-lying grassy land? Mm-hmm, would you call that anything?
Yes, ma'am, that's all right. Low-land, grassy, and that's...
You ever call that meadow around
here? Yeah, meadow. Yes, a meadow. That's good pasture land. You know, meadow, I just pasture, that's what that is.
That means it's good grassy
land? Good, yes, good grazing place for cattle to graze.
Would it necessarily be lowland, or did it just matter?
Well, yes, most of it would be lowland. Okay. That's right.
You mentioned, for another thing about soil, what would you call very rich black soil? Is there a name for it?
Well, I don't know. When you just say that, very rich land or very fertile land or something like that.
What's loam?
Loam, well, most any kind of land.
What I mean, is it rich or is it poor?
Well, sometimes you have poor loam and you got rich loam.
Oh.
That's right.
Either one, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. You mentioned a minute ago that they would dig ditches to drain a swamp. Yeah. And I noticed that earlier you used a term I wanted to ask about. You said when you were on a swinging, you'd swing out over a gully.
Yeah.
Now, is a gully bigger than a ditch?
Well, it's about the same.
Would a man dig a gully?
Well, he could.
Or if you...
Well, if what I was talking about, we swing it, it's already dug. It just come,
now
maybe...
That's where the water washed.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's where the water washed the soil away.
That's right.
Okay, what are some names of streams that you have in the neighborhood? Some, you know, flowing water that you have around here?